Courtney attempted to sound scientific and level-headed, but he was unable to conceal his excitement. Courtney Brown, the information I'm about to give you is so far-reaching, so incredible. You're going to be saying, how could this be? Remember, I'm a PhD. Art Bell, right. Courtney Brown, this object is approximately 4 times the size of the planet Earth, and it's headed our way. It apparently has tunnels in it, and it is moving by artificial means. It is under intelligent control. It's a vehicle, and there is a message coming from it. Art Bell, oh boy, there's a message coming from it. Courtney Brown, these beings are trying to communicate with us. This object is sentient. It is alive. It is knowing. It's something like the obelisk from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It has hallways in it. This is good news. Our time of ignorance, our time of darkness, is coming to a close. We are entering a time of greatness. There are more of them coming. Art Bell, what? Courtney Brown, my lord, my lord. Art Bell, there are more of these coming. Folks, this is not a fake War of the Worlds broadcast. This is breaking news. I feel like I have been hit by a sledgehammer. Courtney Brown, Art, this one is real. There was a short silence then, and then Art Bell spoke, and his voice trembled slightly. Art Bell, somehow, I always felt I'd be on hand for this. That night, Art Bell's website crashed with the volume of traffic, listeners trying to log on so they could view Chuck Schrammick's photograph. Finally, in just a few months' time, approximately mid-March 1997, in fact, the Martians were coming.